Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, he's not sure what he loves more, creating podcasts or listening to them, Pat Flynn.
I want to preface this episode by saying just right up front here that I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm not here to make fun of anyone in particular. I'm here to educate. I'm not going to mention any names, and if you maybe are one of these people who have sent me these emails, you know, again, I'm doing this to educate you and everybody else who is listening right now, but I'm going to be talking about guest podcasting, because this is what we spoke with Ray about in episode 547. Highly recommend you listen to this. Guest podcasting is, in my opinion, one of the best ways, if not the best way, to gain exposure and trust from an audience that doesn't know you yet in the most fast and efficient manner and most genuine manner. In that episode, we talked about strategies to position yourself, to how to ask, to what to do when you get on those podcasts, etc. But the truth is, you're never going to be on another person's podcast if you approach the ask in the way that these people approach the ask when they were trying to get on my show. So these emails that I'm going to read to you, and again, I'm going to not mention any names. I'll just use the name Joe just as a sort of placeholder. So sorry to all the Joes out there, but this isn't about you. This is just about these emails that have come in. And then I'm going to assess these emails and I'm going to share with you what didn't work. And again, these are people who have spent the time or maybe just copy pasted to reach out to me to see if I would let them on the podcast. And we're going to discuss a few of these as we go. Let's start with Joe number one. This is the email. Subject line, podcast guest - award-winning business coach, Joe. And there's an emoji in the a light bulb emoji. So, you know, caught my attention with the emoji, but very much already centered around who the guest is and not what the guest could do for me, as you'll hear in the introduction of this as well. Hey, Pat, allow me to introduce you to Joe, international award-winning business coach and consultant, keynote speaker, and podcaster. Joe coaches women in business to hit 4 to 5 figures per month, and then into 6 to 7 figures without burning out in the process. This is why I believe she will be an incredible guest on the Smart Passive Income Online Business and Blogging Podcast. I truly believe her message perfectly aligns with your heart to empower and equip your listeners with actionable information to build a successful online business. and continues in a whole nother paragraph with some accolades of hers. Then the next paragraph, her authenticity and commitment to her clients makes her unique in a world that pushes more work and less connection. Da 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 da. Here are a few talking points, and then there's Joe is an outstanding guest. Genuine, grounded, and razor sharp. Da 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 da. Oh, and one last thing, Joe would be happy to share this episode with his audience or her audience of 19,000 followers and email subscribers. Okay. So number one, Joe didn't reach out to me. This person did. So my number one rule is if you need somebody else to ask, then it's already a no. And that's in most cases, right? I think a genuine ask from yourself to that person is what matters. And when we talked about this with Ray earlier this week, all those emails that you send out are going to be coming from you, not an assistant. That's not to say that can't work. I think there's a place for assistants and people who will go and sort of find podcasts for you to be on. But I still think that, I mean, a genuine person-to-person ask is definitely the way to go, in my opinion. And of course, if this is something that's really important to you, then you might as well start to build a relationship with that person instead of having somebody else do it for you. It just feels very cookie-cutter, especially, I mean, a tall tale sign for me is when they use the full name of my podcast. They would be an incredible guest on the Smart Passive Income Online Business and Blogging Podcast. People who know my podcast would call it SPI, or at least the Smart Passive Income Podcast. That's how it is always said. So there's a little bit of a clue there as well. So Joe, number one, I'm sorry, that just didn't work. Joe, number two. Hi, Pat. This is a follow-up in case you missed our last email. So this person did follow up, which is always a good thing. I think it's important to follow up. But when it comes to the original email, you've been using the Smart Passive Income Business and Blogging Podcast. There it is again, by Pat Flynn. It even says by Pat Flynn, which is referring to me in third person now. So nope, already no. As an incredible platform to share your message and inspire your followers on social media strategies and productivity tips, which is literally just pulled out of my description. The style in which you're actively engaged with your guest in interviews alongside your ideas on online business and blogging strategies is part of the reason why I highly rate you as a potential. Okay, so this, like, talk to a person like you would talk to a person, right? If you're talking to a person in real life and you're trying to ask them on the show, you're not going to normally say, hey, Pat, I love your podcast, the Smart Passive Income Online Business and Blogging Podcast, where you talk about business strategies and tips for social media and productivity. That's number one. But number two is you wouldn't really say, you know what, I highly rate you as a potential for somebody who has a podcast that I could be on. Like, that's just, no. Okay. Next, Joe number three. Dear podcast host, done. Please, really? The subject line is podcast dash Joe. It just says this person's name. Dear podcast host, Joe will be traveling to Orlando, Florida in July. He travels the country as a public speaker. He's interested in discussing his legal and business expertise with you. Joe is an attorney, author, da da da, 50 more accolades. He often discusses his book, underlined and bolded, name of book here. Joe again, another paragraph about Joe, another paragraph about Joe mentioning that he's the CEO of his company for the third time. And if you're interested, please contact this, nope, sorry, Joe number three. Next, Dear Smart Passive Income Podcast Crew. Okay, so at least you are familiar that I have a crew behind me who helps. My name is Joe, and I work for Joe's Publications in the marketing department. I was made aware of your podcast and wonder if you might be interested in having some of our authors as guests. Okay, namely, Joe, author of name of book. We would be happy to offer a few ebook copies and a permanent discount for your podcast. Good for all of our products in all formats. Okay, so I like the attempt of seeing, well, what's the benefit for me? I appreciate that. You know, free ebook copies that I could offer as a gift and some discounts that I could offer to my audience as well. I do appreciate that. But I think that we have to think a little bit more deeply about what you, my audience, would appreciate. And it's not necessarily more content and ebooks that are from whoever, but actual genuine conversations and story about something that's really important. So this person made no reference to the kinds of episodes that I prefer, the benefit that this particular author that they are highlighting here could offer the brand, how maybe it's different than other episodes. There's so far in any of these emails, no mention of at all listening to the show. Everything's been cookie cutter pulled from the description. So I'm sorry, Joe number four, that would be a no. Joe number five. Dear Pat, good day. My name is Joe. I'm from an online business network that aims to equip entrepreneurs with the right support, tools, knowledge to run their online business. It was founded by an experienced entrepreneur and former. Okay, we have been listening to your podcast, Ask Pat, a weekly coaching call on business, blogging, marketing, and lifestyle design. And okay, so there's literally copy cut and paste from the name of Ask Pat. They literally call it Ask Pat 2.0, a weekly coaching call on online business, blogging, marketing, and lifestyle design. We find it inspiring and motivating and would like to explore pitching an interview with name on your podcast channel. Below are topics name can talk about. Name again, name, accolades for name, things we could talk about with name. Name dropping here. They've also interviewed personalities such as so-and-so, so-and-so. I recognize a few of these names, Gary Vaynerchuk, Neil Patel, etc. You can find another profile for more information here. I am summarizing this email, which is literally pages long. I do not have the time, nor do most podcast hosts have the time to read an entire profile on somebody, let alone somebody who is not actually writing and genuinely sending this email, but somebody, again, doing it on their behalf. So I'm sorry, Joe, or the person who works for Joe, this would be a pass as well. Okay, I got one more for you, and then we'll talk more about the best practices and some of the things that have worked for people who have come on my show, even those who have reached out cold. Dear Smart Passive Income with Pat Flynn team. Dear Smart Passive Income with Pat Flynn team. Hope this email finds you in good health. I like that opening. I am Joe, a part-time podcaster. I've helped my friend to start his own podcast and monetize it. And I would love to have Joe on your show. Okay, well, at least this person is speaking a little bit more like we would in a conversation, but then it goes again into the whole just plowing of information into my face about why Joe should be a guest on the show and just more of that. So again, Joe number 6, I'm sorry. So sorry, Joes. That's a no-go. So let's talk about what worked. I mean, hopefully you can get a sense. And yeah, I'm poking a little bit of fun here. I'm not mentioning any names except Joe. But these are not actually from any Joes, by the way. But we're just talking about the approach. So what should be the approach? Well, first of all, your approach should be listening to episode 546 if you haven't done so already, because that outlines the exact approach that you should take. But most important is an understanding that you know exactly the superpower you have that could be offered to provide value to that podcast host and or guest and their audience. I very much appreciate when somebody reaches out the fact that they know me, they know my brand, they know you, the audience, they know the kinds of episodes that have been here on the show. And yes, sometimes people list their favorite episodes and, you know, okay, you've listened to the show. Great. What else? What else do you have to offer besides the fact that I now know that you actually listen to the show, which, you know, gets you in, gets me to read more of the email, but I'm not quite convinced yet. Anybody could listen to the podcast, right? Well, you could listen to the podcast and realize that I haven't talked about a particular topic very much. You could realize that this topic that you know a lot about, that I don't know a lot about, would be massively valuable to my audience and the value that they get from listening to the show, because it is valuable, it takes their time, is what is most important to me. I also appreciate when we don't even talk about being a guest on the podcast at all first. I appreciate when you reach out to just say thank you or to say hello and exchange ideas or to potentially have a direct message conversation asynchronously where we can go back and forth and just chat about something and connect. Most, if not all, of the guests on this podcast have been a result of a connection directly or connection through a friend. For example, there is an episode coming out very shortly with an amazing woman named Marissa. And in that episode, we talk about, or I know we're going to talk about money and the money mindset that we have, the stories that we tell ourselves about that, and to hopefully unlock better money thoughts and practices as we are becoming business owners. That was a direct result of James Schramko, who is a friend of mine and my coach, saying, Pat, I had a really great interview with this woman named Marissa. I highly recommend her for your podcast. Boom. She was in. I reached out to her, and that was the first. I actually reached out to her for that, and it was all due to James and that connection. So yeah, Marissa Peer, that's coming in episode 551, a few episodes from now, right? This is episode 548. That'll be 3 episodes from now. So look out for that. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. Now, I highly recommend, again, you go back and listen to episode 547. You go to podcasthawk.com/SPI and you check out the tool that they use, because they can get you in on the podcast that makes sense for you. But it's still up to you to be able to be genuinely approaching these things from a place of service. As you can tell, if you've been listening to this show for at least a couple months, you'll see that that's a theme that radiates throughout everything that means success in the online space, coming from a place of service. When it comes to becoming a guest on another person's podcast, you have to take it with that in mind as well. So I hope this was a somewhat enjoyable episode. It's fun to go back and, you know, how often do I get those emails? Dozens of times a week. It was very easy for me to pull, just from the last couple of weeks, different versions of the same kind of email. The email where a person obviously hasn't listened to the show. They have copy and pasted something and are just kind of playing these throw a lot of spaghetti at a wall and just hope something sticks. There are better ways to do it. There are more genuine ways to do it. And it all comes down to relationships. It all comes down to providing value. And the other piece of advice I could offer you is, why don't you just go out there and meet people? And you can do this online. I know that's hard. And if I was just starting out and hearing that advice, I'd say, well, that's much easier said than done. Of course. But you got to do it. You got to go out there. You got to put yourself out there. And I often ask, well, what's the worst that can happen? Well, weigh that. Like, actually, what's the worst that can happen? Weigh that against, well, what's the best that can happen? You never know. The next person you reach out to and try to provide value to in some way, shape, or form, that could change your life. And isn't that worth the risk? I think so. Now, I appreciate you for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to serving you in the next few, because we got a lot of great stuff coming up, a lot of great guests, and just keep rocking it. Thanks so much, SPI. I appreciate you, and we'll see you on the next one. Cheers, and as always, Team Flynn for the win. Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at smartpassiveincome.com. I'm your host, Pat Flynn. Our senior producer is Sarah Jane Hess. Our series producer is David Grabowski. And our executive producer is Matt Garland. Sound editing by Duncan Brown. The Smart Passive Income Podcast is a production of SPI Media. We'll catch you in the next session. Hey, if you're looking for a new podcast to add to your rotation, I've got one for you. It's called Dirty Money, and it's like a hybrid between a true crime and a business podcast. So hosts Jonathan Small and Dan Bova tell the tales of legendary scammers, con artists, and barely legal lowlifes who stop at nothing to rake in millions. Recent episodes include the man who looted $100 million from his own company. Crazy. Give it a listen. Head on over to Dirty Money right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.